He has received reports to say that the Shia, who make up the majority Muslim group, have made it clear that they want to see Sharia, namely Islamic law, as the sole source of the permanent constitution.
What would this effectively mean for Christians?
Well, it would mean that every aspect of civil life would be dominated by the Quran, and it would have a specific impact on, for example, the availability of jobs. It would compromise the position of women. The position of Christians in the court of law would be severely reduced. That any squabble would inevitably be prejudiced against the Christian. There'd be a whole string of difficulties along that line, which would mean that just generally the Christian group would feel a second-class citizen at best.
Did Bishop Abuna express any other fears for Christians in Iraq? Because obviously there were the wave of church bombings.
His main fear at the moment is that the exodus of Christians from Iraq, which reached a peak of about 30,000 leaving a month, would in fact escalate. The Christian majority group, the Chaldeans, have been able to say that their numbers are down to less than 700,000. And there are some reports that say that if things continue in the way they are, there could well be no Christians left within, say, 30 or even less years, and that this situation has got to be addressed, because if Christians disappear from Iraq, it's very difficult to get any back.